Somerset's batsmen hit back strongly against Durham's seamers on the second day at Taunton. After losing Errol Sapaya early on to debutant Jamie Harrison, Nick Compton, James Hildreth, Peter Trago and Craig Overton all made half centuries to take the host to stumps on 357 for 8. Liam Plunkett and Steve Harmison endured miserable returns to Championship cricket, ending with a combined figures of 1 for 129 for 23 overs, after Durham had earlier been dismissed for 384 in their first innings. An Ashford Prince-inspired Lancashire closed day one at Liverpool on 276 for 4 after winning the toss and choosing to bat against Middlesex. They lost three relatively early wickets, with Hare from Edgbaston and Paul Horton needlessly run out by Joe Denley, but Prince and Stephen Croft added 176 for the fourth wicket to give the home side the upper hand. Croft was finally out to Tim Murtagh for 78, but Luke Proctor joined Prince and the duo ended on 50 not out and 121 not out respectively. Warwickshire showed just why they are adjudged champions in waiting with a sublime all-round display at the Oval. Surrey crumbled to 223 all out after winning the toss, with the much improved Chris Wright ending with 3 for 42 and Keith Barker and Chris Wokes adding a brace apiece. The home side's innings were a tale of wasted opportunities, as all six of the top order reached double figures without surpassing Tom Maynard's score of 39. When it came to Warwickshire's turn to bat, Baron Chopper and William Porterfield immediately showed how to go about things, overcoming the early loss of Ian Westwood to Jade Dernbach for 5 to take the base of stumps on 106 for 1. In Division 2, an unbeaten century from Sean Irvine helped Hampshire compile an impressive total of 316 after being put into bat against Glamorgan. Seamer John Glover took 3 of the first 5 wickets to fall, with Will Owen taking the other 2 to reduce the host to 96 for 5 at one point. However, Irvine added a crucial 63 for the 6th wicket to Michael Bates and an infuriating 85 for the 10th wicket with David Balcombe, as the home side's last 5 wickets more than trebled their score. Glamorgan then faced 7 overs before the close and progressed to 13 without loss. 11 wickets fell on the opening day at Chelmsford as Essex were dismissed for 182 after electing to bat. They had reached 101 for 3 at one stage, but David Wainwright took 5 for 51 and they lost their last 7 wickets for 81 runs. Mark Bettini with an object of 56 from 139 balls was the highest score for the hosts, who then reduced Derbyshire to 37 for 1 at stumps. Leicestershire's fragile batting lineup folded against Kent Seamers on the opening day at Canterbury as they were bowled out for just 141. Charlie Shrek took the first 3 wickets to fall before handing the baton over to Matt Coles, who cleaned up the middle order on the way to figures of 5 for 41. The only bright point with the bat for Leicestershire was a determined 7th wicket stand of 56 between Wayne White and Ned Eckersley. Matthew Hoggart brightened spirits further when he dismissed Sam Northeast to the first ball of Kent's reply, but it was to prove a false dawn as Brendan Nash ended unbeaten on 50 to take his side to 104 for 2 at the close. Northamptonshire's batsmen made hay while the sun shone at Wantage Road, reaching 302 for 4 on the opening day against Gloucestershire. Stephen Peters and James Middlebrook put on 79 for the first wicket, before the latter, along with Carl Kurtzer, added a further 134 for the second. Middlebrook was eventually out to captain Alex Gidman for 121, while his younger brother Will added the wickets of David Sales and Alex Wakeley prior to the close.